In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The Red Cross has nearly 600 volunteers either on the grounds or staged to support relief efforts across Louisiana and Mississippi. Megan Lehman of the Michigan Red Cross says they're looking for more.
Every day we have volunteers out there doing that work. There's lots of opportunities to help with different skill sets. Anyone that's interested, we'd urge them to go to redcross.org/volunteer.
Lehman says the number of open shelters and people staying in them is changing hourly. She also says that information is still coming in, and the Red Cross is still assessing the damage and what resources are needed. Benton Harbor Area Schools is starting the academic year with a balanced budget. Superintendent Andre Tunzel tells our news gathering partners at WSBT 22 it's been 14 years since that happened. The district 2 years ago was facing a threat from Governor Wimmer of having the high school closed down due to their more than $18 million of debt. Townsend says they have been following their financial plan to the letter since then. He adds they are working to offer new enrichment opportunities to improve academic achievement and that they're looking for a specific, tangible, measurable outcomes for the kids. Benton Harbor will also soon offer esports. Four female soccer players at Western Michigan University are challenging the school's COVID-19 vaccine requirement for athletes, saying it violates their Christian beliefs. The lawsuit filed on Monday comes days after a Michigan State University employee sued over its broader mandate that applies to all students, faculty, and staff. The players say that Western Michigan required them to get a shot by today or be removed from the team. They were denied religious exemptions. The Michigan State worker says she has natural immunity because she had COVID-19. Her complaint seeks class action status for other school employees previously infected with coronavirus. The road construction worker killed Friday night on I-94 near Pawpaw has been identified. Michigan State Police say he was 35-year-old Reason Tillman Morgan of Grand Rapids. He was hit by a semi around 9:30 p.m. on I-94 at County Road 653. Tillman Morgan tried to jump from his crane after seeing the westbound semi coming towards him. The truck driver was taken to Bronson Hospital in Kalamazoo with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash closed I-94 in both directions until a little after 1:30 a.m. on Saturday. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.